Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So the left has come out, made it very clear. They're going to shut you down if you don't listen to them. And now that means they will even arrest you. This while they break their own orders, telling you not to travel while they go to Cabo, telling you not to have large weddings while they have large weddings, telling you to stay home while they get on their private jets. This is what is happening nationwide in this country. Seeing judges who are even arresting people who are not wearing masks out in public, having people tell you that you must shut down your business, your restaurant, while they go out and eat at another restaurant the night before that restaurant is not allowed to be open any longer. This is the hypocrisy of the left. But now they've gotten to another point of pure evil. They were actually brilliant about this and how they were going to implement it. They realized early on that it would be a terrible idea to start arresting people and actually shutting down businesses on TV. They realized the PR nightmare of that could cost them the election. In fact, they tried it in Dallas, Texas, you may remember, where there was a woman who defied an order and kept her salon open. And what did they do? They arrested her. They shut her down, tried to take away her license. And we saw how that played out. It backfired big time on the liberals in that area that tried to suffocate her business. But now the election's over, folks. And now what we're seeing is these socialists, they're no longer Democrats, they're socialists, in Wisconsin, in California, in Michigan, in New York, in New Jersey, that are arresting American citizens for just trying to keep their house, their business alive, and try to provide for their family. I want to play for you a montage of different business owners telling their stories, why they stayed open, and why they're pleading with other Americans to come to their aid, as they are now being drug out in the streets in handcuffs, with the media being alerted beforehand so that it gets on TV that if you defy what we tell you to do, in these socialist cities with these socialist leaders, we will take you out in the streets in handcuffs and we will show the world what happens to you if you don't do what we tell you to do. Take a listen to this.
At this point, we're not sure. And that was kind of why we had to take this stand, was because we were crippled down to almost nothing already. And at that point, I said, and it wasn't just us, a lot of voices out there saying, I don't know what to do. And that was the whole reason why we did this, was to kind of gain attention to what needs to happen and what that this industry and all small businesses, we need help. We are still abiding by every single safety precaution that we took before. Contact tracing logs, cleaning procedures, temperature scans, everything. And what I find it really amazing is that I have a stop business order and cease and desist orders from the city and state health departments, and neither agency has ever been there. The sheriffs are issuing these on behalf of the health department, and nobody has even tried to come in to even say, like, hey, what's going on here?
I'm so behind on bills that I've really felt I had no other choice. And I was, with doing this, it was to tell the governor and to tell the mayor that you need to work with us, but you didn't want to work with us. And we're forced into this situation that I don't know what else I can do.
Now, this is happening in socialist cities and states, as I mentioned, and this is going to continue to happen. I would suspect between now and Christmas, you're going to have dozens and dozens of business owners arrested who are just trying to take care of their families and their staff. They're just trying to make a living while these socialists shut them down. But there's something else coming. We had a very interesting kumbaya moment. The first big interview with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on CNN with Jake Tapper. And I warned you this was coming. In fact, Joe Biden even told you it was coming. But now we know how it's going to happen. And that is, Joe Biden is now saying that there is going to be a mask mandate nationwide. Forget states' rights, folks. They don't exist anymore. Now, of course, they'll tell you that, oh, well, we're just asking you to do this in a kind, polite way. These are the same people that asked you and forced you for 15 days to stop the curve, right? Just 15 days. We're now a year into this. We're a year into this, basically, and they're saying we need another 100 days for the whole entire country to wear a mask. And we're going to mandate it in government buildings. We're going to mandate it when you travel. We're going to mandate it with interstate commerce. Take a listen.
Speaking of Fauci, have you spoken with him yet? If so, have you asked him to stay on?
Yes and yes.
When tell me about the conversation. Well, as he said, what more needs to be done from his point of view?
Well, look, my chief of staff has worked with him in the last crisis. He's been talking to him all the time, Ron Klain. I talked to him today. We spoke today at 3 o'clock. My COVID team met with him. I asked him to stay on in the exact same role he's had for the past several presidents. And I asked him to be a chief medical advisor for me as well and be part of the COVID team. And so what has to be done is we have to make it clear to the American people that the vaccine is safe when it occurred, when that is determined. And number two, you have to make sure, as he points out, you don't have to close down the economy like a lot of folks are talking about now. If, in fact, you have clear guidance and you're able to say to businesses, okay, for example, bars and restaurants are going to close, but we're going to provide you the wherewithal to not lose your business like the House had passed. And we're going to be able to reopen. We're going to be able to reopen in time and not close down for long periods of time. We talked about masking. It is important that we, in fact, the president and the vice president, we set the pattern by wearing masks. Yeah. But beyond that, where the federal government has authority, I'm going to issue a standing order that in federal buildings you have to be masked, and in transportation, interstate transportation, you must be masked in airplanes and buses, et cetera. And so it's a matter of, and I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days.
Wait, hold on. I thought we were just going to shut down for 2 weeks. I thought we were just going to shut down for 14 days. I thought we were only going to have to wear a mask at the beginning for 14 days. You notice how he says it's just 100 days. That's a third of the year, folks. 100 days is more than 3 months. This idea that we're just going to, and this is the slippery slope of a government that clearly has gotten too powerful. When a government tells you that they're going to mandate that you wear a mask for, quote, just 100 days. That's it. Just 100 days. That's it. All we're going to do is just 100 days. after we've already been doing it for basically a year, they're lying to you. The government is turning on its people. We've seen that from this bar owner pleading with lawmakers to help him remain open in Jersey City, who was arrested in a raid that looked like he was some sort of sex trafficker, some sort of drug kingpin, some sort of child molester, because he kept his bar open because he has to survive and take care of his family. You notice Biden right there said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to get these people to shut down, but we're going to take care of them. We're gonna give them what they need so they can reopen down the road. When you say you're going to take care of them, what do you mean you're going to take care of them? You know, you had a Michigan restaurant owner yesterday who literally crashed live TV. Actually crashed live TV, slamming the government for failing to help businesses during COVID because he said, I can't survive anymore. People are going to start fighting back. These strict lockdown orders are destroying businesses. The first time it was a child's lockdown because everybody got this free money. And everybody was happy to shut down because they were freaked out over COVID. Now you realize this is going to be around for probably at least another year. We can already see the debates happening with people saying, I'm not taking that vaccine. Why do you think the three presidents, Clinton and Obama and Bush, 43, are now talking about getting this live on TV, having it filmed, them getting the vaccine? Because now they realize that there are a lot of Americans that are not going to run and get in line to get this thing. But what Joe Biden just described to you is, hey, we're going to take away the way that you do things for 100 days. It'll be fine. No, it's not going to be fine. Not if you keep shutting everything down. It's not going to be fine.
And I think my inclination.
What scares me there is that keyword. And I think my inclination. So we're now making policy off of, I think what I think is my inclination. That's how confident Joe Biden is in this new 100-day mask mandate. Federal buildings, interstate commerce, things like that. Asking these governors to do the same thing or to force it on you. And I think my inclination. Well, that sounds like hard science, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't that just make you feel good? They're spitballing here, folks. They're throwing Jell-O at a wall. When you're the going to be the president of the United States of America and you come out and you say, I think my inclination, and then you make something up, a policy up like this. Remember, almost all of these Democrats that are making these rules have never run a business. Have you noticed the difference between Democratic governors and Republican governors? What is the core difference? The core difference is many of the Republican governors and many of the locally elected officials that are not shutting the businesses down actually have worked in business, have actually run a business, have actually worked in the private sector. Many of these liberals have never had to actually run a business, have never had a real job, have never started a small business. They're academics. They get out of college. They might work for someone else for a little bit. Then they get into the academic world or they get into the government world and they never worry about missing a paycheck. Government workers, by the way, didn't miss paychecks during COVID. They didn't get laid off. Government workers just didn't have to come to work and they still got their full pay, benefits, pension, everything. They got it all. They got every bit of it, folks. They got it all. The only thing different here that happened, the only thing different here, between the two people that are deciding what's going to happen is one understands business. Those are Republicans and conservatives. They understand small businesses. They understand building something. And they understand not depending on the government. And then the other side is people that have no problem with the government being the most powerful thing in America. And that means to get that, you have to be weak. The citizenry has to be weak. For socialism to be implemented, you cannot have a strong citizenship, a citizenry, I should say. You cannot have a small, a group of people that are independently powerful. You cannot have a country that has citizens that are independently powerful. It is impossible for socialism to be implemented if the people are strong, independent, and can take care of themselves. If you have a nation of people that is self-sufficient, self-reliant, you cannot enact socialism. Why do you think so many of these socialists who say they're Democrats right now are pushing to weaken the economy where they live, to make unemployment numbers go up, to have businesses fail, to ruin people's lives? That's how they gain power. That is how they gain power. And when you have a president-elect who tells you that his inclination is, I think, and then gives you a policy, you shouldn't trust the policy.
I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask.
And by the way, this idea that they're asking you, they're not asking you, they're telling you. Biden's a politician. He's actually fairly smart. He understands you don't say I'm going to tell the public, right? Because then you get some pushback. You say I'm going to ask the public. I'm going to ask the public. No, you're not. You're telling the public based on I think an inclination.
I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days.
Just 100 days. It's only 100 days. That's it. Just 100 days. People are losing their lives from depression, from addiction, from isolation, from losing their livelihoods, losing their jobs, losing their businesses. And he's like, yep, just 100 days. We went from just 14 days to a year to now we're going to add on another 100 days, and we tell you it's just 100 days. And it's your patriotic duty to listen to us while you lose everything. This is not about the virus any longer, folks. This is about government control. It is very clear you have two different types of leaders. I played for you, I think it was yesterday, Governor DeSantis in Florida. We're not going back to shutdowns, he says. Why did he say that? Because he says that you can't do that. He says we just can't. We cannot shut down the government again. Shutdowns, as he put it, don't work. Shutdowns are something that we have seen very clearly do not work. They don't stop the spread. Show me one state that has had intense shutdowns that has made a big impact. Show me one city that has had unbelievable shutdowns, just total shutdowns, mandates of masks that is not dealing with COVID right now. And they say, well, that's because we relaxed them. Okay, so indefinitely we're going to live in a perpetual state of lockdown. And by the way, if you want to know how desperate people are, there's a local news reporter out on the street doing a report on COVID. And a local business owner, and this is when you know the citizenry is just at their wit's end. They're desperate. This guy, I don't believe, is political at all. This is a business owner that is watching his entire life work and his ability to provide for his family be stripped and taken away from him from the federal government with arbitrary rules that are making him lose everything. And he interrupts this reporter because at this point he doesn't know what else to do. Take a listen.
Okay. My government leaders have abandoned me.
Are you the owner?
$4 trillion of stimulus money. They gave it to who? Special interest groups and campaign donors. I'm Dave Morse. I own the place.
So what's going on?
What's going on? You know what's going on.
Tell me. You tell me.
Hey, we got a government that has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back. Okay?
So do you feel that this is the right thing to do?
Absolutely. I feel everybody needs to stand up. Hey, listen. There was enough money to give every family in this country, $20,000 to go home for 2 months. They chose to give it to special interests and campaign donors, the Kennedy Space Center, and they abandoned us. So you could have given me money. I'd gladly walk away for 60 days and let this virus settle down. I'm not going to do it alone. OK, Okay.
Are you going to continue to violate the state's orders and
this
stay open?
State order. This isn't an order. This is a conspiracy. This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free. I got patriots coming out supporting me the last 2 days. You know what? It's a great thing. Wake up. This is America. Don't let them ramrod you. This is crazy when you turn around and you watch what's going on Westinghouse Avenue, the big department stores, the train station, the airports, side by side eating meals for 4 hours. And you're going to blame me? Come on. Come on. This is not right, and you guys know it. Everybody knows it. Stand up, America. Give us the money to shut this thing down and calm this virus, but don't take it out on a select few.
Is there anything else you want to add, sir?
That's it, brother.
All right.
I'm glad you listened to me. Thank you.
Hey,
I'm really a humorous
guy. Michigan.
Well, let me just say this.
Okay.
You notice right how that media, he says to him, he's like, well, are you going to continue to define the state order? Yeah. But even the media acts like this guy's a murderer. Are you going to continue to defy the state order? Are you going to continue to do it? Are you going to continue to do this? Are you going to defy the state's order? The state has decided that you cannot open. You are the bad guy. You are the evil one. You are the one that needs to be shut down. What? Where's the compassion for this man from the media? They don't care about him. Remember, the media loves doom and gloom. They love if it bleeds, it leads. They love telling you that people's lives are being ruined. They love telling you that people's lives are being ruined. Absolutely love it. They think it's the greatest thing ever. Get some ratings. That's what they're all about, ratings. You think they're going to come to the aid of their fellow man? You think they're going to challenge the government that's destroying your life? No. We're the media. We're here to make you look bad. We're not here to tell your story. We're here to tell the people watching that you're a rule breaker. We're here to tell you. We're here to tell you that you're a bad person. And don't think that any of these politicians are actually abiding by their own rules. I'll give you another example in Texas. You had two Texas county judges, both liberal. Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley and Dallas County Judge hardcore leftist liberal Clay Jenkins. One of the guys that supported Black Lives Matter and defund the police. They were caught violating COVID orders after pushing for strict mask mandates, telling Texans not to gather for Thanksgiving. Days before Thanksgiving, Whitley, a fierce supporter of COVID prevention measures, extended his countywide mask mandate to February the 28th. Whitley also has gone toe-to-toe with the governor, Greg Abbott, for permission to fine citizens for not wearing his mask. He wants to put you in jail. He wants to give you huge fines. In June, Jenkins helped enact a second countywide mask mandate in Dallas, and he encouraged Greg Abbott to enact a statewide mandate, going toe-to-toe with Abbott, saying he was irresponsible. He also has expressed support for a nationwide mask mandate. Guess what happened? Despite Whitley's strict orders, several cars were discovered outside his home in Texas on Thanksgiving Day. One, two, three, including a trailer. On Thanksgiving Day, according to the Texas scorecard, there were no cars parked in front of the judge's house on Sunday evening, so they were there for Thanksgiving. But you can't see your family. Five vehicles and an RV at a house Thanksgiving Day. You think they're gathering? Well, I told you not to. Yep. You better believe it. They also want to start fining you $1,000 for not wearing a mask. I have more on that coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you real quick about our incredible sponsor today, and that is AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country. And I want to give you a free membership so that you can get in the fight in Georgia. Georgia is going to decide everything. It's going to be our stop against the socialist ideals that are being pushed on all of us from the Biden administration that will be coming in. If you want to get involved in this election in Georgia, you want to help make sure that we keep the Senate, then right now you need to go to benfreeonline.com. Join AMAC for free. When you join AMAC, you're going to get the AMAC magazine, their newest magazine that will be in your mailbox in about a week after you join. Actually has a deep dive into voter suppression and voter fraud and how we need to change things to have voter integrity in this country with your vote actually counting and not being canceled out by somebody else that wasn't allowed to vote, a fraudulent ballot. If you want to be in the fight, go to BenFreeOnline.com. That's BenFreeOnline.com, BenFreeOnline.com, and join the number one conservative organization in the country for 1 year for free, no credit card needed, BenFreeOnline.com. I want to get back to this judge in Texas as well. You have judges now that are deciding that what they're going to do is tell you how to live your life, and they're going to do their life completely differently, the way they want to do it. You've got a Texas judge now that's been busted actually violating his own rule in April, the Williamson County judge, Bill Gravel. He was fined $1,000 for violating his own stay-at-home order. In October, Abbott was photographed not practicing social distancing and not wearing a mask at a baseball game at Globe Life Park in Arlington, violating his statewide mask mandate, which is still in effect technically. What this continues to show is we have elected people, the elected class, they're above you, they believe, who tell you what to do and they won't do it. Many people are starting to say, I'm going to do peaceful noncompliance with your mandates, and the government's now coming in and they're saying, we're going to shut you down. That's why you're now seeing the second level of attack from these elected officials. You have judges making rules, not abiding by the rules. You have governors making rules, not abiding by the rules. Do you think the people are going to abide by the same rules that you are not abiding by? It's not just the hypocrisy of national leaders. It's the hypocrisy of local officials, too, the ones that are doing this locally throughout this pandemic. And by the way, 99% of them are Democratic politicians and health officials have adopted rules for you, but not for them. California Governor Newsom, Illinois Governor, House Speaker Pelosi, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, D.C. Mayor Bowser, New York Governor Cuomo, New York City Mayor de Blasio have all been caught going against their own rules, regulations, and guidelines. Judges are now being caught locally going against their guidelines. In October, you had this Judge Jenkins. Now, I want you to think about the citizens here that are doing this. You have a judge at a private wedding ceremony, photographed, maskless. It's a hardcore leftist liberal judge at a wedding, unlike most of the attendees who are actually following his county rules, wearing masks in the picture. Somebody at a wedding found it so egregious of this judge, who will shut down your business if you don't comply, that they released a picture from the wedding. That's how desperate people are now. That is how desperate people are to try to survive this thing and to show that you guys don't care about us. Same way the Austin mayor having a private wedding for his daughter, then getting on a private plane packed with his friends, no social distancing, flying to Cabo San Lucas, where he then goes on Facebook Live and films himself telling citizens that you must stay at home from Cabo. And what does Joe Biden have to say about all this? Joe Biden tells you, I have an inclination that you should wear a mask, and I think that's what I'm probably going to do. Based on an inclination for 100 days, and I'm going to tell you how you can live your life, and you better listen to me because I know what's best for you because I'm Joe Biden.
Masking. It is important that we, in fact, the president and the vice president, we set the pattern by wearing masks. Yeah. But beyond that, where the federal government has authority, I'm going to issue a standing order that in federal buildings you have to be masked. And in transportation, interstate transportation, you must be masked in airplanes and buses, et cetera. And so it's a matter of And I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction if we occur that.
Next time someone tells you that you're paranoid when the government puts guidelines on you, remember this moment in time in history. 15 days to stop the curve. Just 15 days we're asking you to give up all your rights, to give up your freedoms, just for 15 days. Now it's going to be 30 days. Now it's going to be 45 days. Now it's going to be 60 days. Now it's going to be 80 days. Now it's going to be 3 months. Now it's going to be 6 months. Now it's going to be 9 months. Now it's going to be a year. Now it's just going to be another 100 days on top of that. Don't trust these guys. Do not trust these people. They are not looking out for you or your best interest. And if they were, then they would actually be abiding by their own rules, which they refuse to abide by. And I'll leave it at that.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old. And man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before. And I didn't have what I wanted. And that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q. And they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now. And not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.